Welcome back to Therapist Uncut to You Crew. My name is Alyssa Nahara, and this is Nikki Young. And today, in this episode, we are talking about finding the lessons in failure. Yes, let it sink in, because all of us love to fail.
No.
I know.
Speak for yourself.
So we're going to talk about how we find the opportunity and the lessons in learning. And yes, we logically know that, but it still feels crappy. So we're going to talk through how to embrace your imperfections, how to get through to the other side, and how to gain new perspective.
Welcome to the Therapist Uncut podcast, where off-the-clock therapists who happen to be friends share their uncensored thoughts about real life. Join us weekly in spreading positivity and making mental health relatable through casual conversation, inspirational stories, and real talk with friends who happen to be therapists. Please welcome your co-hosts, Nikki Young and Alyssa Nahara.
All right, so today we are talking about a not-so-comfortable topic.
As always.
True.
As always.
Very true. It's very rarely that we talk about rainbows and unicorns. Failure sucks. It just sucks. Like, there's nothing about it that feels good.
Maybe those who have processed the failure.
Right. But in the moment.
Yes. But in the moment, it is very difficult to find the positive or find the spin or get new perspective when you are deep in all the emotions that are telling you that you fucking suck and you failed and nothing is ever going to be the same again. And whatever negative thoughts are starting to flood your head, because they will. And they're probably going to sit with you for a while.
Mm-hmm.
That piece is hard.
Yeah, totally. And as Alyssa mentioned, the whole idea that we're going to talk about is finding the lessons in failure. And that part can be, I was going to say beautiful. That's so floofy.
I thought you were going to say brutal.
No. Failure is brutal. And then once we are able to find the lessons, it can open up, you know, entirely new worlds and bring us to other levels. But as far as the actual failure itself, it's just icky.
It's gross. You can think of a time where you remember telling yourself that you failed, or you remember feeling like a failure, think about what it was like to sit with that. And I could feel it. If you guys are in that space, you could feel it in your body. Like, yeah, that was not my best moment. Mm-hmm. I would never choose to repeat it.
Yeah.
But then if you can exit out of that and really process it, I'm certain that you can find the good or the progress or the perspective that came from that failure. And that's what we want to focus on today.
Okay. Example. Let's keep it real. Example of an episode of, quote, I'm using air quotes for those that aren't watching, failure in your life that you had to really do the work and process to get to that point of lesson learned.
That is so hard for me to even talk about, because I'm pretty sure I've actually spent time in therapy reprocessing this. I would say being an entrepreneur, and I would only identify as an entrepreneur today, like 4 years into this. I wouldn't have called myself that in probably the first year. Getting your rejections. So thinking you got it all together and you've worked really hard and you got it in the bag and you know what you're doing and your price point's perfect and you get there and you fight and you fight and you fight and you make it to the top. And they're like, no.
Mm.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, we've talked about this. This is what we're doing. This is your need. This is how we're meeting it. And at the end of the day, whoever's making the decision tells you no.
Mm.
And it's like, I feel like I just wasted countless hours that I'm never going to get back. I was confident that this was going to work. And then ultimately, if you already struggle with like negative stuff, which I do, which is why I'm back in therapy with a new EMDR therapist, then it's going to feel 10 times worse, because I'm like, well, shit, what did I do wrong? What should I have done differently? Why didn't that work? Am I capable of doing this? Should I keep doing this? And then you flood with all those negative things. And I keep saying you, when I'm supposed to be talking about me. Apparently, I have a hard time talking about myself. And I can remember key instances where I had big dreams of doing something and I came back and I told my husband, I'm fucking done. And this is just in the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. This isn't what I want to do. I'm not going to write a book one day. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to work with all these organizations or people. I don't want to do it.
Because this doesn't feel good.
Because it sucks so bad, and I never want to experience this again. And then it goes into my parenting, right? Like when you have kiddos or teens, it's so hard to watch them fail and let them experience their own failures. And I like want to come in and never let them experience that too. But that doesn't teach them anything. And then for me, when I look back on the rejections and the doors that got closed in my face, at the end of the day, did I get through it? Yeah.
You fucking took a sledgehammer and made your own door.
And that's what Nikki would say, but at the time, I'm like, hell no, I don't ever want to do that again, and that's not what happened.
Yeah.
So the failure for me is working your ass off to get to who you need to be in front of, and at the end of the day, they're like, nope, it's not going to work.
Yeah. I can physically feel the discomfort, right? I got a little twitchy as you're talking because I could put myself there, right? And I think you had mentioned something, and I apologize, I don't remember exactly what you said, but our past sets us up for how we handle failure too, right? And, like, I know you, and I know how you raise your children, and you are setting them up to be able to manage failure and learn from it. I grew up where there were a lot of high expectations, and whether it was imposed on me or whether I had my own, it was perfection, right? Mm-hmm. So that was what I always strove for. And I don't mean this any kind of narcissistic way. I just mean this to set it up for the then failures. Whatever the highest GPA you could ever get in. I got a full ride scholarship to every college I wanted to go to. Starting shortstop for teams that were three age groups older than I worked my ass off and I always made it happen. Mm-hmm. Like, there was never an instance where I gave it my all and it didn't work until I gave it my all and it didn't work. And you guys know this, I'm a therapist, right? There's another career path that I would have also really loved, but I didn't go after it growing up for a variety of reasons. And then I got to a point where I came to the decision at that point in time that I was going to do this. I was going to make a complete and total career shift and go after this. And I put everything into it. And it became my, I don't know if identity is the right word, but I wrapped myself, my wife's nodding, yeah. I wrapped myself up into this idea and what was going to happen and where it was going to go. And I was getting such positive, same thing, right? Getting mm-hmm. such positive feedback and encouragement. And it was going to be like I had my whole future. Not that I don't love being a therapist. I do, right? I could see it all. And I will never forget opening up. I could feel it. I know where I was, the sounds that were around me when I opened up that email that said, nope. I lost. The anger that I felt towards myself. Still have no idea. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't that I did. I lost myself for a while. And my wife can attest. I changed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I am usually this goofy person that just likes to enjoy life, and I got serious and quiet and, looking back, depressed, right? I didn't know where to go from there.
I could totally relate. I definitely dropped into this depressive episode. Luckily for me, it didn't last more than a couple months before I realized, like, I can't continue like this, and mm-hmm. that's how you end up in your episodes of therapy, right? You're good, you meet your goals, and then you're gone, and then you call your therapist 3 years later, and you're like, hey, totally. Can I get in for some maintenance yeah, sessions?
Exactly.
And for me, I realized that I thought I dealt with stuff, and I realized I hadn't, which is why now I'm in EMDR therapy, which is a different form of treatment, and it's working. Because
mm-hmm.
had I told you this same story, and I know I'm not giving all the details, but had I told you the same story 6 months ago, I would have been far more activated and really having a hard yeah. time saying it out loud without kind of breaking down.
Yeah, absolutely. And my process took several years, right? And again, the depressive piece didn't last that long, but my process around it and coming to the lessons learned part took a significant period of time. And ultimately now, both of my loves and my interests, you know, I've been able to consolidate and have all of these new ideas to chase and really put out there into the community. But this is going to sound corny and cliche, and I recognize that it's not always the case, but oftentimes things do happen for a reason, right? And I understand that people's belief systems come into that, and that's not always the case. Sometimes just really bad things happen to really good people. However, oftentimes, if we opened ourselves up to the lessons to be learned, we could find the alternate route, the other doors, right? Whether you got a sledgehammer through and make your own door, or whether that door swings shut and there's a window right there that you can crawl through, and it opens up all these opportunities. And again, it is the for some reason, my mental image keeps going to, like, a marsh or, like, quicksand where it's just, like, slugging through the just nasty feelings that come along with it. But then eventually, and you just kind of keep muddling your way through, and then all of a sudden you're climbing up on the shore, and it's, like, this awesome new world with all these possibilities. That was corny, but that's kind of the visual that comes to mind for me in just in terms of how much it physically affects you.
Mm-hmm. Physically, mentally, emotionally, it's in so many different ways. Yeah. And again, I'd say we're fairly healthy people, and we struggle. So even if you would identify as a fairly healthy person, fairly resilient, I think there's an innate resilience in each of us. And then sometimes we have certain barriers that might keep us from being as resilient as we could be, like these negative thoughts that replay back, or just things that sit with us. And I would say for us, because I know Nikki and Stacy very well, our spouses probably did everything they could. Everything they could possibly do to help us reframe the situation, to validate us and validate our emotions and to help us move forward. But at the end of the day,
personal journey.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you are the only one responsible for dealing with this shit. Like, nobody can do it for you. Mm-hmm. And you have to decide, how long am I going to sit in this? How much time am I going to lose staying in this? And how do I get out of it? What resources do I have? And what do I need to do?
Completely. And it's a total balance, right? Because you also don't want to just pretend, oh, I'm fine, right? When you're not fine, like, there's something to be said, that, which I am still learning, that it's okay to sit with these things, but also at what point is it paralyzing? It's a balance. Yeah, but it's a personal process, right? And if we're practicing self-awareness, then taking that feedback into account, right? I got that feedback from wife, friends, in that, you know, you're not okay. And it's okay to not be okay, but we need you to know you're not okay. And it had to be a self-personal process to really move through and find the lessons.
And everybody's process, like, there's no time frame. It's going to vary.
Something that I absolutely love, I mean, I think our listeners probably know, my passion is crisis mental health work, right? When people are at their breaking point, whether it be depression, whether it be psychosis, something that I have been reflecting on more lately and that I just value about my role is how much it opens up the human experience, right? Because I think we go through life, and we both own our own practices and businesses now, but think back when you work for an agency or a company, everybody comes to work all buttoned up. They do their best. Yeah, sometimes they share about their personal lives, but so much of society, right, is trying to put your best foot forward and putting on these fronts or just getting through life. And all of us walking on this planet are living life with everything that that brings. And it's not all rainbows and butterflies. And we got to accept that.
We talk about the rainbows and butterflies, and I'm just thinking about social media and how social media is historically a place where we put on a lot of these fronts and filters and staged things. And I think I am happy to say that I am noticing a shift of people talking about more real things and trying to establish platforms that are helping others deal with their failures or helping others with their own personal growth. And that's why we have this podcast, right? Because we're trying to make it more relatable and we want to...
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so we want to increase the conversation. And I think it's okay to talk about your failures. There's a place and time to talk about it. But it is okay, because at the end of the day, if you're listening to this, you have likely overcome more than you can ever put on paper, more than you can ever put into words, because this is where your journey has taken to you in this very moment, listening to our voices, helping you recognize that you are resilient and that there were lessons to be learned from the failure. Or if you feel like you're in it right now, there are lessons to be learned, because if you feel like you're in it right now, be very conscious of the story you're telling yourself. So what I say that, exactly. What does that mean?
Well, speaking of conversation and talking about it and the language, it's the language that we use around it is going to play a huge role. So we use the word failure, and it has a very negative connotation. Right? I mean, I had that reaction when you said it. I think everybody listening, failure. Ugh. Right? What we mean by failure is not achieving something that you intended to achieve, not meeting your own expectations, something along this line. And how I know for myself, I had very negative self-thoughts and language around it after I, quote, failed and didn't meet my goals, right? Complete analysis of myself. What did I do? What was wrong about me? What could I have done better? Where did I go wrong? And to some degree, we have to analyze a situation in order to learn from it, lessons. However, if we stay stuck in that very negative lens, we're just going to stay stuck in that marsh that I described,
mm-hmm.
right? And so changing our language around it in terms of what can I learn from this? Are there factors outside of your control? And I think a lot of times there are. Are there things that we could do differently? Always. But are we kind to ourselves around that? Or are we putting ourselves down about it?
And you still want to validate with your feelings. Your feelings are very real. Yes, it was hard. Yes, I was uncomfortable. Yes, I felt embarrassed. But I also was able to finish. But I tried. And I being able to validate the other pieces, too, that the negative thoughts are trying to overcome, we want to reframe that language into a different story and a different perspective that's going to help you process through the hard stuff that happened and help you identify the lessons that either have been learned or that will come from this as you mm-hmm. move forward.
Yeah. And again, there's a place for experiencing the icky part of it and allowing yourself that, but then also moving through that. And part of that is the language around it.
Mm-hmm.
I can speak for myself. If I had achieved in that moment what I planned to achieve, a lot of doors that have opened for me now would not have opened, right? And I'm totally happy with where I'm at currently. And that wouldn't have been the case.
So there's some acceptance that I don't think we've named yet,
yeah.
but there is some acceptance that comes with how things play out, whether things were in your control or out of your control. Accepting that what happened, happened. And what do you want to do next? What are you willing or ready to do next? And how do you want to keep moving forward? So we talk about therapy, obviously, because we believe therapy can be beneficial for everyone, but we also get that therapy is not for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So therapy is an option if you feel like you've been trying to do this on your own and work through it and something's not working. You can also do the coping skills and we'll put a link back to one of our episodes, but you can use the coping skills that you might get in therapy, which is you can journal about it to help you reframe the story. You can talk to your peers or the people whose opinions matter to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can join
the people's opinions that you trust, not necessarily whose opinions matter, because I think that, sorry, I just like pointing at you there.
I knew what that meant.
I think oftentimes we care about other people's opinions, but maybe we shouldn't, right? So find your people, the people you trust, the people that you feel know you well or can give you appropriate feedback for various areas, and learn mm-hmm. from it.
I like to say get into nature, because nature reminds you how much bigger the world is when you're not stuck in your head. There's so many coping skills. I know it's super clinical. There's so many things you can do to help work through this. But if at any point you feel like, man, it's been X amount of months or years and I feel like I can't shake this, I'm still getting stuck in these thoughts, I'm still replaying it over and over, I still feel like shit every time I think about this situation, well, then maybe therapy is a possibility. Individual, group. A lot of entrepreneurs and colleagues that we know have their own kind of, it feels therapeutic, but it's not a therapy group. It's just their own like consult group where they talk about this stuff, because they realize that they're not the only ones that are sitting in these feelings at any given point in time. So figure out what is helpful for you in identifying the lessons that can be learned, because you have so much more to offer this world. Like, you have to keep trying, right? You can't give up. I feel like this episode was not as full as much laughter as we usually have. I guess we feel a certain way about this topic.
Clearly, we still have our own emotional ties to this.
Yes, we're still working through it. All good.
Always will. All right, and I think that I'm going to end on this. Failure has this idea of finality, right? Where this was what I was doing, bam. And for those with black and white thinking, it can feel very final. All right, but I think part of it is stepping back and trying to look at the process, as opposed to just this incident, yes or no. This incident, fail, succeed, right? And looking more at the process.
I would agree. As always, thank you for joining us on the Therapist Uncut podcast. My name is Alyssa Nahara. This is my co-host, Nikki Young. please like, subscribe, share this podcast with somebody who you think it could help. For show notes, go to therapistuncut.com.
And if somebody shared this with you, don't be offended that they think you failed. They're trying to support you.
They are trying to support you. We love you guys. Thank you to you, crew. Until the next episode.
Thank you for joining Therapist Uncut, a production of AMP Smart Business. To learn more about Therapist Uncut and stay up on upcoming episodes, please subscribe and follow us on social media. As a reminder, although the Therapist Uncut co-hosts are licensed therapists, they are not your therapists. This podcast is not intended to substitute professional mental health counseling. If you need professional therapy, please contact your local provider or primary care provider. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Therapist Uncut.